You were listening to the 1 Million Cups of Appleton. We are a group designed to educate, engage, and inspire entrepreneurs in central Wisconsin and beyond.
Well, hey guys, thanks for again for joining us today. As people kind of log in, we're 1 Million Cups of Appleton. Looking ahead, we have, Eric, is it just one more presentation this year, or are we booked up to
That's correct. One more. Yeah. And then everything else is canceled just because of the holidays.
How did Ted Carew get the last spot in 2020? I don't know. That's crazy.
We saved the best for last, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Pressure's that.
No real pressure.
Yeah, well, that'll be next week's presenter is Ted. He's on the call with us today, so we'll look forward to his presentation. I guess I'll show up. it's all good. And we've had a really strong year. We'll have to reflect on this next week. Don't want to get ahead of myself. But, 1 Million Cups Appleton, we made it happen through COVID. That's cool in 2020. So thanks to everyone for popping in throughout the year. It's been a lot of fun and a nice refreshing kind of outlet during everything that's going on. Cool. All right. So we're 9:03. We'll wait two more minutes here in case some more people decide to join us. We'll get started around 9:05. All right. Is everyone doing Christmas shopping online this year? Or in store, a little bit of both.
I'm hitting that Etsy shop for my parents. They just moved into a new house, and so my childhood home is completely gone to them now. But I'm getting a canvas water painted of the original house that we lived in.
Oh, wow. Your parents don't watch, 1 Million Cups Appleton Facebook, right?
You just announced a Christmas present to the whole world.
My dad goes on Facebook once a month, and I don't know if my mom goes on it maybe every other week. And
all right, so you're at that rate, you're probably okay.
Yeah. So, as long as they've already checked it their one time this month, we should be good until Christmas.
Awesome. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want you blowing the surprise, Awesome. Anything, anyone find any cool shops or anything that they want to share? I'll share one that I thought was really cool. My grandpa was in a book that his friend wrote through a service called Storyworth. Has anyone heard about that? Basically, you can, for $90 or something, you sign up, I think it's designed towards elderly or grandparents, those kind of things, but it sends them a question via email or maybe even text. I think it's your email though, every day or every week for a while. And basically it prompts them to write a story. And then at the end of the process, it compiles it and puts it into a really nice bound book, that you would find in a hardcover book. And so I've actually known since seeing this cool thing for my grandpa, a few people have bought it for Christmas presents for people in their lives, which I think is pretty cool. But it gets some writing, and then you have this really awesome book. You can add photos to it at the end. But kind of a neat story. But Storyworth, if anyone, it's a little free plug for them. I have no connection here. I'm not getting paid to say this.
That's not the company that was on 1 Million Cups.
No, that
was, but that was very similar.
Legacy of Love, very similar. And it's very similar plans. This company has the books, and then they send you the questions. So it's kind of an easy way of getting content out of people, I guess. Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. Well, we're past time now, which is great. So, welcome everyone to 1 Million Cups Appleton. Excited to be here today. If you're joining us for the first time, 1 Million Cups is a weekly for Appleton, celebration of entrepreneurship where we, host and feature a new entrepreneur every week. or at least we try to have one every week. Where they get to share their story, also their challenges, and give us a little insight into what they're building. So this week, we're really excited to have Egens Photography, our friends from Iowa. So this is really cool to have some outsiders come in and present today. But we have Ashley and Shalom here. We'll give them our Appleton welcome, but Ashley and Shalom, it's all yours. Please take the floor.
Thank you.
First have to unmute. Well, thank you for allowing us to come on here and meet with you guys virtually. I think I have the screen, don't I? I can share my screen or not yet? Yeah?
Yeah, I think you should be able to share.
Okay, let me do that. Excitement. Okay.
All right, and I can see your screen now.
Yep, awesome. All right, so as you said, we are Egens Virtual Reality Photography. I'm Ashley.
And I'm the husband, Shalom.
Yes. And we are located in Iowa. As you said, we're in Northwest Iowa. But I usually try to get to Wisconsin about once a year to see my friend there. So we're pretty familiar with Wisconsin anyway. So our business is a virtual reality photography service. Not just a regular photography business, as you've seen before. We do the full virtual reality 360, well, it's actually 720 degree photos. That's what our business is. So the problem is businesses have an online presence, but oftentimes their products are being displayed with just pictures and videos, which are great media, but they don't entirely give the entire immersive picture. So they don't get the sufficient experience to in their shopping experience, essentially. I have some examples. Okay, so this is a company that we have done a website for, or done a virtual reality experience for. So in your typical listing, you'd have your picture of your camper. You probably have a whole bunch of pictures, right? And then you have your description usually. He doesn't have a description on here. This is what we do then. So instead of just a picture, you can turn around, you can look down and up. You can go into all the different areas. Normally, you know, that would be flat pictures that you're looking at and just kind of trying to connect the pieces. Here, you can go actually into the bathroom from the bedroom, etc. So it's not just flat pictures. It's, you know, like you're walking through the place, which is a definitely better shopping experience for people. So that's that. Let's see here. I can go back. All right. And then a more recent one that we have done is an actual store. So you can actually go shopping in their store as if you're walking into the building. You can click and it'll go to their website where you can actually shop the goods that you see on their table there. Add it to your cart and do your shopping experience that way. So that's another way that we have. Shalom, you want to add anything to this slide?
You got it.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Shalom.
Yeah, so that's the problem we're trying to address anyway. And so what we do, as you've just seen, is essentially we offer a better marketing through virtual reality. And essentially the way we do that is that we're turning property or an inventory into an immersive experience, right? So with the RV dealership that we just showed, they just had, you know, like their inventory is the RVs, right? And they just had flat pictures. And so we went in there and essentially turned that into an immersive experience. or the retail store that we did. It's an online store, but just flat pictures. And so we sort of added our own value of virtual reality to that to make it a more immersive experience. So.
All right, so what we do, we use equipment to shoot the images. So it does the 720 degree panoramic image, and then we use that software to take those images and stitch them together to create the whole circle, if you will, so it's not flat. And then we take those and stitch them together with other panoramas that we have shot to create the tour. And then we use that to produce the live tour, and we put that on people's websites, essentially. Okay, yep. Shalom.
Yeah. So essentially, our business model is like twofold. We charge for the production of the live tours, and then we charge a monthly maintenance to maintain those tours, right? So for example, we're in, you know, for the RV dealership that you just saw, for example, we charge anywhere from $200 to $300, depending on the quantity of RVs that they want to produce. And then we charge a $10 monthly maintenance fee. So actually right now we are in the process of finalizing a contract with an RV dealership in South Dakota, where they are looking at doing 50 RVs, right? So what that is going to be like a $10,000 $10,000 cost, and about $500 monthly to maintain those 50 RVs.
Yep. All right. Our strategy so far has basically been cold calling and emailing, asking people if they have referrals that we can get a hold of. We've attempted partnerships with website development companies and marketing places. We haven't had as much success working with marketing companies. And then we're trying to do more in our community too, to get awareness in our community that one, we exist and two, what we do. So we did the fire station for Fire Safety Month, including videos where you can look around while they're talking as if you're there. And we've done farms, parks, et cetera. We're hoping to do some museums here soon too. So that's what we've been doing so far. But awareness in the area is really what we're fighting right now. We're just trying to make people aware of the business and what we do. That's probably one of our bigger challenges. We haven't done much with ads yet. Shalom, you want to add anything?
No, you're right, Oren. I mean, we are focused on the first two strategies, which is cold calling, emailing, and referrals. We are essentially trying to figure out if the other three would get us the outcome that we're looking for, which is essentially more business. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, our competition. So this is probably what a lot of people think of when they think of virtual reality. It's more of the like the gaming style. You know, virtual reality. So that's what this website is, iowavrlabs.com. So that's not exactly what we're doing. You know, we're putting people into a space, but it's not exactly like that. And then let's see here. Oop. Here's another one. This one is outside of the Iowa area. So they are actually doing the tours and stuff so that it would be similar, but it's nothing in our area. It's a little, I mean, it's in the Midwest, I say, but it's not in our direct Northwest Iowa corner. So it looks like they have more hospitals and that kind of stuff that they're doing. This one, again, is more of the gaming type version of virtual reality. I think this one was in Iowa as well. Does that sound right, Shalom? The red, blue.
Well, this one was unclear where their location was.
Des Moines. Yeah. There we go.
Oh, Des Moines. Okay.
Yep. Okay. And then we did that one. Okay. I think that was what I had. Oh, this virtual Vista. I think this one was Chicago area. This model that they're using is Matterport. Some of you may have seen Matterport. That's not the version that we use, but it is available anyway. So... that's our competition, which again, in our area, we don't have a lot of direct competition. So our problem is people not being aware of what virtual reality experiences doing tours that way. So I'm Ashley. I do the marketing research and graphic design, and I have 20 plus years of experience in graphic design and photography. Ironically, that's not what I went to school for, but isn't that the way it is? Shalom.
Yeah, and yeah, I'm the husband, and yeah, I do business dev operations, and have experience, you know, real estate, ag, health, especially outside of the U.S., because I'm originally from Nigeria. And when I was in college in the U.S., roommate and I co-founded a mobile health startup that was acquired by the government of Ghana in 2014. So,
yes, he's definitely the brains behind this. So I'm not the business-minded person at all. All right. Go ahead, Shalom.
Yeah. So in regards to our financial projections, right? So we've kind of laid out kind of like what our target was for the next 36 months, right? So in the first 6 months, we're looking at 10,250 from two categories of verticals, dealerships in general and real estate. And we're actually on track to hit that goal, especially if we're able to secure these 50 RVs from the one we have going on right now with in South Dakota, sorry. Yeah, I mean, that's really the status of our business right now. We're on track to hit that. And in the next 6 months, you know, our goal is, you know, hopefully we get some good ideas on how we can secure some more business. You know, we'll definitely be on track to hit the next 6 months, the next milestone. But yeah, so this is generally the financial projection. And what underpins this, you know, like we're saying generally, is our business model really is cost of production upfront and then monthly maintenance. I'm not sure what happened to my computer here.
Oh, we still hear you and see you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't see the slide, but yeah, I'll go ahead and keep talking. Yeah, so cost of production upfront and then cost of maintenance of the tour monthly. And you know, depending on the vertical, the pricing varies. So for example, on our real estate tours that we do, we charge by square foot, right? So the pricing model there is $300 plus 20% of the square foot of the property, right? So if you have the property of 1,000 square foot, that's going to be about $500 for the upfront cost of production of the live VR tour, and then a $10 monthly maintenance fee. And then, like we said, for our RV dealerships, you know, we charge anywhere from $300 to $200, you know, upfront, depending on the quantity, you know, that they want us to do. So, yeah, I'm sorry, I really can't see the. Yeah, something's going on with my computer. I'm not sure what, but yeah, let's just keep going.
Okay. And I would add that with the real estate category that we do have a proposal out there right now for 8 units of a condo or 7 units of a condo. So we are definitely getting close on that one as well. Right?
Yep. That's
okay. Yeah. All right. So challenges. What is the best way to get clients? Isn't that the question we all ask, right? How can we create greater awareness of the benefits of the VR technology, and what customer segment should we focus on, and what's the best way to reach them? As we've mentioned, the awareness is not there. And then because of that, then when we drop a price amount for people, it's kind of a big gulp sometimes, you know, which is understandable because everyone's working on different marketing budgets. So to someone, it might be more expensive than others. So that's one of our challenges. And how do we get those customers? How do we get the people that are willing to put some money down for something like this that can be a great experience for their customers? So any questions and feedback?
Awesome. Hey, well, thank you guys for your presentation. This is really exciting. And And I love what you guys do. I also love those virtual experiences on websites. So this is really sweet. To answer your challenge question, I can kick off with questions. And then if anyone else has questions, like as always, just feel free to chime in. The thing that I think about with services like this is, you know, like when you say like $500 for the RV company, like my head and the numbers that I'm used to in proposals, like I think like, oh, that's a little lower than I would have expected. Mm. But then I have to think like, okay, for an RV company and then also an RV company in the era of COVID, which I don't know if maybe RV sales have taken off or if they've been hit hard, maybe $500 is a lot of money for them because I don't know what their margins are. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you that there are, you know, and it seems like your competition might have picked up on this, like there's money in healthcare. So like getting a virtual tour of a hospital makes sense to me, or, you know, some kind of healthcare facility. And they're going to say like, oh, it's only $2,000. Like, okay, come in. Can you do it tomorrow? You know, so like, I just wonder if maybe the answer to one of your challenge questions is, you know, exploring away from RVs, but then again, I don't really know your market. So it might be like RVs and those kind of dealerships are really underserved. So maybe, maybe there's something there. The other thing I think about is like, have you guys done car dealerships? Because I know like with cars right now, there's this huge focus of getting sales through the internet. How do you sell a car through the internet? People mm-hmm. only get excited about cars when they're behind the wheel. Absolutely. I wonder if there's maybe some kind of like, you know, play there for you guys, but you know, it's an interesting predicament to be in.
Yeah. What we have found in like we said, we've been doing more cold, like we've stopped by car dealerships. We've stopped by a variety of places. With the car dealerships, at least this summer, they had the problem of keeping cars on the lot, so they weren't having any issues selling what they had on hand. So for them, it didn't make sense at that time anyway to do the tours. I don't know if it was not cost effective enough for them, especially if they're already just selling it. Also RVs, there's a big back order on RVs too. So and people did a lot more buying of RVs this summer since hotels were not necessarily recommended. So there was a lot of increases of sales of that as well.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Any other questions from other friends?
I'm curious. So you said that a huge challenge that you have is the fact that when you tell people the upfront cost for doing something like this, they're kind of like, whoa, to that. And when I listen to your pricing structure, I think the upfront cost is maybe a whoa, but then your back end reoccurring fee seems really reasonable to me. And I wonder if there's an idea you could look at is maybe adjusting, taking some of that upfront cost away and putting it on the back end. Okay. Because in the back end, you may actually end up benefiting more from that because that's going to be reoccurring revenue that happens forever and ever. Right. And maybe something like with an RV company where they're going to constantly have new RVs coming in and off the lot all the time. Maybe look at just a subscription, like mm-hmm. pay this amount a month and we'll do whatever property, whatever vehicles you get on the lot mm-hmm. at any time. And there's, so it's a fixed cost. They know exactly what they're going to pay and they're going to have this virtual experience on every one of their items or inventory.
Is that the RV manufacturer or an RV dealer?
Dealers.
Okay.
Yep. And that is the manufacturers do have their limited versions of our virtual reality tours available to the people that buy, to the dealers that buy the RVs. But the quality of the tours that we produce is generally better than what the manufacturers do. They usually do like bedroom, bathroom, kitchen, and that's it, you know, kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Whereas we do like 20 shots and they do like three. So,
yeah. And in fact, yeah, just to add to that, in fact, this one of our our customers right now, the one that we showed previously, he had access to that, actually. Like, he had access to the RV VR tour. He could use it on his website. In fact, when we're trying to get his business, that was one of the things he was considering. But he decided to go with us regardless, because he figured that we offer a better experience compared to the limited edition that the manufacturer offered. And in addition to what you know, you guys were saying, one of the other things that we have been considering as well is you know, the plane dealership or the aircraft, or I don't know, the private jet dealerships. I mean, we have, you know, we have, I think we have reached out to about three or four of those in this area, and they are saying the same thing, that, you know what, we know who our customers are, we don't need to market to them. So that's what they are telling us, you know. But, you know, we every little opportunity that we get, we try to investigate to see if we can find, you know, additional companies who are doing our plane dealerships and try and reach out to them. So that's one other thing that we have also considered, you know. But yeah, the idea of really healthcare is definitely something that we'll look into. And thanks for that suggestion.
Yep.
And also, yeah, thanks for the suggestion about, you know, figuring out or trying to figure out whether we should offload some of the upfront costs to the back end. I think that's a great suggestion as well.
Mm-hmm. You guys have any, like, stats on when you put a VR video on your website, you get more engagement or anything like that?
The challenge with that is we would have to see someone else's website numbers, like our client's website numbers, before we put the VR tour on there. And then after, we can see how many people have looked at the tour, but we can't necessarily say specifically how much more traffic that they have, if that makes sense. They would have to look at their website before it's on there, and then after, and the specific page that it's on, if that makes sense.
I think that'd be an interesting, like, sales metric, though, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What we have gotten is feedback from our RV person, for example. He said that he was visiting with somebody, and instead of going out to the RV, he just pulled it up on his phone and showed the person what he was talking about, you know. So he enjoyed that convenience of having that right there at his fingertips and being able to show that to the potential customer at that moment. So so that's the kind of feedback we've gotten, but not any specific numbers.
I would think that real estate would be a big one too, just with the COVID, people not getting out and stuff, and maybe hitting, you know, not necessarily a certain type of a real estate company, but hitting the actual brokers that are doing that. And I think you can, with them, you can definitely do a return on investment, I would think, too, you know, and show them that, because people don't want to go out and look at houses right now, but they want to buy them. They're buying them like crazy. It's kind of like what you were saying about the RVs. You're right, they're going crazy. But also, I think you should maybe focus a little bit too, maybe on the used market, because you're saying how manufacturers have that, right? So maybe the used market doesn't have that, obviously, because it's used. Now people can look at that. Just another suggestion.
Yep.
And then I think my last point was, there's a Gulfstream here in Appleton, and they sell Gulfstreams. I don't know if you guys have worked with those in aviation. That would be one target too in the aviation. That they sell the Gulfstream jets for two private organizations. And that would be another opportunity, I think, that they would be looking for too.
You know? Awesome. Yeah, that's like Shalom said, an area that we're interested in going into. So, yeah, if you have further information, we'd appreciate it.
No, just general, unfortunately, but yeah. I do know that they, you know, they're worldwide and be a big one. But I just see a lot of stuff looking at houses, especially. Yes. I mean, I think that can be something that that can be a bang for the buck, right? Return on
investment. The problem with that is who is responsible for the cost of the tour. We did a demo for our real estate agent here in town, and I think the realtor was just not willing to pay the price themselves. So then it gets put on the house owner. So
well, yeah, but it comes right out of that, his his amount of money,
commission,
right?
So yeah.
Is there a way that you can, and the owner's not going to want to pay for it either, because that's right. why he's hired the broker, right?
Right.
You know, so maybe there's also an area where you can go to the people that don't have those too, you know, that sell by owner type houses. Mm-hmm. Then might be clearer, right? You know,
yep.
Just a thought.
Or maybe the subscription idea is an idea for that kind of a thing. Just say, keep us on hand and we'll do X right. amount of houses a month for X amount of money.
I think the subscription idea is pretty interesting in the real estate model, like you just said. The other thing I'm curious about, though, is obviously realtors get paid when they close deals. You know, do you guys ever consider, like, you don't get paid until they close a deal? I mean, is that, I'm assuming that's a lot of risk on your end.
Absolutely.
You stand by your product. Like, absolutely. You know, it'd be hard to turn that down as a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
That's an interesting thought, actually. But yeah, you have just nailed it. Like that, you know, the risk of that. Because, you know, if you look at the real estate market, you will know that, you know, it's pretty organized, right? So how do we insert ourselves into that organization to get that guarantee would be the question. And, what's the first step there, you know? Yeah, it's definitely something worth thinking more about.
Yeah, I'll say, you know, and obviously realtors are only going to bring this on in certain projects that they'll make a good return on.
Absolutely.
I mean, here, our housing market is, you know, by the time you guys would set up your cameras in the house is gone
right.
for a lot of the houses. So it wouldn't be worth, you know, set up, but... Yeah, cool. Any other questions from people?
I have an operational question. Are you guys taking the pictures yourself?
Yes.
Okay, so you're traveling to South Dakota to go take pictures.
Correct.
Yes.
For now, yes, we are. But you know, once we get to the good problem where we can't keep up with demand, then we start hiring.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So I don't know. I don't know how this works, virtual reality photos, but can you literally just get like a photographer somewhere to go in, take the pictures, and then you guys just stitch them together to create this virtual tour?
No, it's a special camera. It's a dual fisheye lens camera. And there's actually there's versions of cameras out there that have lenses all around the camera, and it's more of a round one. It just depends on the kind that you get. But the idea is that you need it to be fisheye so that it gets above everything. And below and all around.
Yep.
And then you have multiple cameras so that it's getting all of the perspectives at once. And then the camera oftentimes will stitch the photo to be the full panorama.
Cool.
Have you seen the Google Earth vehicle, Eric?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Similar to that.
Exactly.
Where it's like a dome that captures everything.
Yep. It's just a smaller version of that.
Yeah. And a lot less expensive. anyway.
But Eric, that is a good point, and that's part of our plan to scale, is, you know, training and offering cameras for people to shoot and then send it to us. We do quality control and then we ship it out.
Nice.
Yep.
Have you guys done any Fiverr or marketplace advertising? You know, like put a listing on Fiverr or something for gig work?
Yeah, so Upwork is what we are looking at for when we are ready to scale. You know, job description, pricing, and you know, quotes for payment and all of that once we're ready to scale. But yeah, those are some of the thoughts that we had. You know, essentially freelancers, just find freelancers in locations that people want us. They get it done and then ship it to us. We quality control and then we ship it out to clients. Yep.
And have you guys considered, you were talking about building awareness of just having like a fun image once a week that you throw out on your Facebook page or something. So it, and hopefully people start capturing that and you start drawing people into your page. Have you looked at that?
Yeah, we try to keep our Facebook page a little more active this last week. We didn't get quite as much on. We try to do at least 2 posts a week. And one of the things that we've done is like videos. We also can do videos. So we've done, you know, a video of like the lake, for example, and you can hear the lapping water and you can move all around and stuff. Cool. Facebook does allow us to upload those on there directly. So yep, we do some of that on Instagram as well.
And is a market that you potentially have, is the short-term rental market something you guys can get into? Like, would Airbnb allow something like that to be uploaded to their site?
Or they don't, at least when we checked, it's been probably 4 or 5 months now. They didn't have a spot where you could put in a virtual tour on there. But what you can do is create a QR code for the tour and have it as an image, part of your series of images, and then people just scan it and they can go directly to, you know, it'd probably be on our website, obviously, to see the tour. So yeah, we have a way to go around it anyway.
have you reached out to any Airbnb owners? I'm just curious if there's been interest, because I feel like that would be an ideal market.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do have a friend that I talked with that she does Airbnb, but she was, you know, getting enough bookings ready with just pictures. So that's as far as I got. We kind of started going down a different road of marketing at that point. So
in addition to that, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that seems to be like the repetitive thing here, is like you're competing against something that's already working. And so like, how do you have to like find the thing that really moves the needle, or you need to find some kind of stat that says when you add this kind of stuff, it moves the needle by this much, you know?
Right.
And that, because that just seems to keep coming back. It's like, well, you know, real estate people, they have success with videos and photos. Our dealership success with videos and photos or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
That's like the challenge, I think. That's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that makes sense. But I guess the flip side to that now is everyone going to have the same amount of success as the other person because of the stats? So that's the other question. And we don't want a situation where someone says, oh, you know, this is the stats you give us. Well, we are not saying that. So can I have my money back? You know, something like that. We're just sort of trying to play it safe, you know, and say, hey, this is what we do. This is the value to you. Look at what you're doing. Look at what you could do. Mm-hmm. Are you interested? Yes or no? But yeah.
But I totally understand what you're saying, Andrew. Definitely. Trying to create, show the value, because yeah, people are seeing that other things work.
But if I was like Airbnb manager, right, or somebody on Airbnb, and maybe I don't have a problem getting bookings, but if you approach me and said, you can charge 20% more for your bookings.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because you use our, because you put an immersive experience on our website.
Makes now sense.
Right. Yeah. So now I can say, like, oh, so you're saying in 3 months I should be able to see the return on this, because whatever, you know, that would be fascinating to me. And then obviously you can draw out the ROI, and it would, I mean, why would you say no to 20% more, right, money?
And I think another big one that I didn't hear you guys talk about, that I think, like RV rental. Like,
yes.
Rather than just dealerships, because what I feel like with short-term rental, rentals and RV rentals, they're going to use the same RV over and over again, and they're going to have hundreds of customers looking at that RV.
Absolutely.
So when you create one video, that one video is going to be
forever.
They're going to get way more value from that one video than say a dealership is, where they're going to pay for that video and then it's going to sell 2 months later. And now that video's none void. I mean, I guess there's probably flexibility with new RV dealerships, because they probably sell the same RV over and over again. But especially if you tap into the used market, they're going to want a video specific to each RV.
Yes. So absolutely. So in this area, I think are there too many RV rentals? I think there are not too many that we're seeing, right?
Rent the RVs in our area or what? Yeah. Is that what you're asking? I know of one, but I'm sure the dealerships too probably have some kind of arrangement as well. But I know one specific one in our area.
Yes. So that specific one, I think that's the one we're reached out to, right? But they don't have a website, I think. I think they just have
Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but definitely that's something that we've been thinking about as well. So trying to figure out what's the best way to get those RV, those RV rentals. And one of the thoughts that we've had is, okay, can we go to our RV dealership and say, hey, can you give us, you know, for less money per month on all the, for less maintenance costs per month, can you give us access to your data for our, you know, people who buy for rentals? Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we, yeah, so yeah, we haven't pushed too hard on that one yet, but definitely worth considering.
Awesome. Well, hey guys, we're getting close on time here. I see the boss has joined us now. Little guy. but, you know, the last question from 1 Million Cups is always, you know, what can the community do for you? So how can we help you guys?
That's a babysitter? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, so I think generally, you know, we appreciate all the thoughts. I mean, and the thoughts and feedback. But yeah, if other ideas come to mind, feel free to shout us out. One, you know, if you see anything that or any opportunity, feel free to, you know, message us and say, hey, whatever you think, you know, you can do to sort of help us get along, get for us. You're welcome.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks so much for presenting today, guys.
Absolutely.
Pleasure to learn about your business and get to know you guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's speaker. And thank you for your continued support of 1 Million Cups and our community of entrepreneurs.